meeting of Economic Development, Trade and Tourism Committee of the 28th Legislature, and I might add of the Centennial Class, is called to order. Welcome, everyone. For the record, in attendance are Representative Higgins, Representative Pruitt, Representative Herron, Representative Drummond, and Representative Tarr. Thank you and welcome. I would like to introduce today the folks that make everything possible as far as the support network for us. And on my right, your left, is our Secretary for House Records, Debbie, is it Tillinghast? Is that the correct pronunciation? And on my left, your right, is Alex, okay, now we're going to try this, Bibi Judice, and he is the LIO moderator. So thank you, Alex and Debbie, for joining us. And then I'd like to introduce my committee, Ginger Blaisdell. And she is also a very important backbone of everything that will be taking place within this committee. And now the first thing I'd like to do is just go around among the committee members and ask you to introduce your staff that might be here, and also just to let us know the area of this the district, your area that you represent. I know we all are here on behalf of the entire state, but I think it's interesting to know the regions that are represented around the table. So we'll start with Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I'm Representative Garen Tarr from Anchorage, Alaska, serving the neighbors in Airport Heights, Russian Jack, and Mountain View, and it's House District 17. I'm a freshman, newly elected legislator, so glad to be here. And my staff person is Monica Southworth, there in the back. And we're just right across the hall in 114, so we can skip right over here.
And Harriet Drummond?
Good morning, Representative Hughes. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Harriet Drummond. I was elected to represent House District 16, which has been labeled Spinard by the elections folks, but it's only about one-fifth Spinard and four or five-fifths, Huntington Park, Rogers Park, Geneva Woods, and the North Star, which is my community council, and the business district of Midtown. And I have visited many, many areas in the state. I've been to Fairbanks a number of times. I've been to Prudhoe Bay. I've been to Mountain Village and Bethel and Holy Cross and Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. I've spent several weeks there with my husband when he was working there. And I am looking forward to learning more about this great state. And, of course, I've served on the Anchorage School Board for 9 years and the Anchorage Municipal Assembly, which I just resigned for to come down and take this post. So I have a significant amount of experience in local government and looking forward to bringing that to bear here.
Thank you. And do you have a staff here in the room?
I do. Kristen Cranendonk is my chief of staff.
Welcome. And well, I'll just say, since she mentioned, and we were chatting prior to the start of the committee, I am from Palmer. But prior to living in Palmer, when I first moved here as a teenager, I lived in Hoonah, in southeast Alaska. And then I also spent quite a bit of time out in the bush. I was in Bethel, and then later in Fort Yukon, above the Arctic Circle, and then in Seward, and then finally in Palmer. So I have a statewide perspective I think will be helpful to this committee. Representative Herron?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. And this is my 13th session, 5 as a legislator and 8 as a staffer. But I'd like to mention that I've worked with Shelley closely on a piece of legislation that finally passed last year, even though she wasn't working on it with me, and has financial incentives for medical to bring medical providers to the state. So it was great working with you then. I came to Alaska in 1968. My dad wanted to become a bush pilot, and so he got hooked up with Don Sheldon in Fairbanks, and he became a pilot, and we moved to Bethel. So I graduated Lathrop in 1969 and have lived in Bethel since 1973. Great opportunity, great part of the state. My district is Bethel. It's under redistricting, and it became an island. Every village that I represented around Bethel was given to Bryce. And then I go down the coast, to, incredibly, I have a village that's 3 miles away from Bethel that he represents, and I represent a village by Dillingham that you can see from Dillingham, and all the way to Attu. So my district is about 1,700 miles long. But it's a great district, and I look forward to working with Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Pruitt.
Great. Lance Pruitt, I'm from the east side of Anchorage, kind of a little bit of a diverse area because we have everything from Chugach Foothills right up next to the mountains to where I live, Baxter Bog area, all the way up to on the hillside with an area called Basher. So, but it's the area I grew up in. It's the area that I've lived, I had the opportunity to live my whole life, and I still love it. And I stuck around, actually, after, you know, growing up in that area, stuck around in college, went to UAA. They recently gave me my little, did a little I am UAA deal on me, and they framed it up and gave it to me. Chancellor actually lives two doors down from me. Stopped by and gave it to me the other day. So I love the area. I'm looking forward to working with you guys here on EDT. It's not the first time I'll have the opportunity to be on this committee. Despite the fact that I was on quite a few committees last time, this one was not one, so I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, these are all topics that are, of course, not only important to our state, but kind of our drivers. Joining me will be Ms. Jessie. She's in the back there. She's she's looking forward to, I think, assisting us here. So I think looking forward to working with our very energetic chair, Representative Hughes, and I think we'll have a good session.
Thank you. My staff.
Oh, thank you, Representative Pruitt and Representative Herron.
Rob Earl will be staffing for me on this committee.
Welcome to you, and last but not least, Representative Higgins.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I'm Pete Higgins. I'm from District 5, which is in the Fairbanks area. We take on a little bit of, if you don't know, the UAF, the airport area, Solcha, Harding Lake, and Tanana Flats. Tanana Flats is the biggest area with the most amount of moose. No people, but hey, you know, one of these days I'll be able to get out there as far as that goes. And so I'm excited to be on this committee. Tourism, economic development, and trade is important to the state. I came in 1967. My dad was a plasterer, and we had to come to Anchorage because he was working on rebuilding Anchorage at the time after the earthquake. And then Fairbanks had a flood in 69, and we went up there and worked on that. And then there was no more disasters, and I was stuck in Fairbanks from that point on. So, but anyhow, that's me in a nutshell.
And thank
my
you.
Staff is kind of on its way, but they're busy.
Okay. Thank you very much. And members, I just want to thank you for choosing to serve on this committee. And I'm honored to serve alongside of all of you. And I sought out this particular committee, as I'm guessing for reasons similar to yours. And I just want to talk a little bit about what I envision for this committee, the mission of this committee, just to discuss it a bit. Because we all understand the importance of economic growth to the various sectors as far as the overall health and well-being of our state to a prosperous Alaska. But I want to drill down past that concept of a prosperous state to the individuals, the families, to our children and grandchildren. And I think that is often what drives us to be involved with something like that, because we understand we need strong communities and a thriving state economy. And we need a place where our kids will have opportunities so they'll stick around. And we want to have a place where, as adults, we can succeed and give back. And then we also want this to be a place where, where our elderly, our elders, can be comfortable and are able to meet their needs. And so I think that really drives us. And this EDT committee has an important role in Alaska's future. And as we consider things to make recommendations to the full legislature. And I see this as a committee for supporting new opportunities. And Representative Pruitt mentioned an energetic chair. I am. That's one of the things I'm known for. And So I see very much that we have an opportunity to help improve the business climate in our state, and I hope that we can do that and make it a more desirable place for economic activity. And because of, in Alaska, we're gifted with particular natural resources, oil and gas, we have a lot of eggs in one basket. And so I really see this committee as an opportunity to make sure we tend to all the baskets in our state. You know, people joke about if you take basket weaving in college, it's just kind of a filler course, you know, to get some credits. But really, I think the importance of tending to baskets of the various sectors is really important, and I take that seriously. And the bottom line is my goal is that this would be a committee of relevance, and that this will not just be a committee where we're educated and hear presentations and overviews, but where at the conclusion of the 28th legislature, we can look back and we can say we did specific things in EDT that helped move our state forward. And so that is my vision, and I'd like to open it up if anyone else, you obviously chose, you know, wanted to be on this committee. I hope you did. And so if you have any thoughts as far as what you would like to see, I would like to open it up for your comments at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a lot of experience in the tourism business. I did a lot of work for the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau in the early 80s. They've changed their name recently. Apparently, it's become stylish for visitor bureaus to have other names than CVBs. So they're now called Visit Anchorage, and I was quite familiar with the efforts on tourism in other parts of the state. And tourism plays a big role in economic development in our state, and I will be paying close attention to what happens there.
Thank you for that input. Anyone else? Representative Higgins, you're leaning forward.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. I guess you'll get to know me after a while. I always have an opinion of some sort.
I'm picking up on
you know, I got on this committee because of a couple of reasons. You know, agendas like everyone else, but economic development is important to me. I mean, like you said, the state has oil, that's the artery, that's what feeds us. But I've seen over the years how we've missed other industries. We've kind of put them to the side, and we can't do that any longer. And so I hope that this committee will recognize that and work forward to roads to resources. Let, you know, put in infrastructure, let's do trade, and let's bring all the industries, just as much as we do the oil, let's bring them to the forefront too and treat them like as such, and I think we'll do great. So that's my hope.
Anyhow. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to hear that passion too, and I'm glad you're on this committee. I just want to go over some of the logistics, the protocols as far as our committee and what takes best. First of all, as far as time, I'm going to be starting committees on time. I gave it a couple minutes to, we weren't sure about a couple members whether they were attending, so I did allow a couple of minutes, but we will be starting on time. And with the goal, of course, ending on time, we'll be ending early today. Don't worry about that. And as far as electronics, I'd like to initially allow the use of electronics, and we'll see how it goes. But I would ask that you not only put them on silent, but you turn the vibrate off, and that way our whole table won't buzz. And also, if you need to answer the phone, and this includes those the members of the public, please do not begin to speak on your phone until you are out in the hall and the door is closed. We don't need to hear you beginning conversation as you exit. And as far as how we'll operate here, if you request to speak, you will simply just get my attention, whether a nod or a hand, or perhaps with Pete, I'll be able to tell. He just makes the lean forward. I'll write your name on a list, and in the order I see those requests, I'll call on you and at an appropriate time. As far as our voting standards, to adopt and pass an amendment, that will require a majority of those present. However, to move a bill out of committee, that will require a majority of the committee itself. And thank you, Representative Pruitt, for coming to the beginning. He has another committee meeting. So the bill submission requirements were provided to you, and I'm going to ask my aide at this time, do you have a copy of that? Because I do not have a copy of those with me at this time, so thank you. I believe you all have that memo in front of you. If you have any questions, but in order, and I know we do have several folks serving for the first time, so we'll ask that you, in writing, request for a hearing if you have a bill to submit and include that sponsor statement and the current version of the bill along with that. If you have if it's a complex bill, a section analysis, and if you have the fiscal note, please provide that, including any previous. And we are asking that only to submit these things electronically. And I'm going to add a little bit at the end before go back to that electronic submission. But the request for teleconference is there in the memo, and your staff probably want to take note of these things, too, as far as notifying the committee aide as far as names and contact information, any that might be calling in off net, and any background information, also anything that you want included in the packet. And we are also asking, if you look at the very bottom of that page, that it be very clear on the material as far as the who the distributing entity is. We've had in the past where things have been put out and they were something from an organization that wasn't part of the bill packet, but the assumption could have been made, so it could have been an organization. And so we want to make sure that that is on there and that the committee aide approves its inclusion. I said as far as electronic submission, if you look at the top of the second page, we are asking for a convention here for the filing, and you bring that to the attention of your aides. It will be very helpful as we keep things organized and will save an enormous amount of time, and it might be something you would like to consider perhaps if you're chairing another committee, something similar. And we do have 24 hours in advance, so 11 o'clock before the prior day for anything that you want at the last minute. And the same thing for amendments, that we, our committee aide, be provided those electronically 24 hours in advance. So is there any question about any of that? And this memo will go out, or has it already gone out to them electronically? Okay. Yeah, so after the committee, you will get a copy of that, as well as your aides. So we're going to move next to something I'd like to talk about, because I'd like your input, and that's some standard questions I've been thinking about as we do. We will start off having some overviews and presentations, and I've been thinking about how can we specifically move Alaska forward. So a couple of the questions that you will hear will be any value-added component of the program or legislation that's being brought forward, and whether there are any regulatory or particularly statute changes that would be helpful to better the economic environment. And thirdly, how they see their program will fit into improving the economic future of Alaska overall. And those are questions as far as anything as far as the tax structure, too, or incentives. So those are kind of things that we'll be asking, because if we're going to do more than just listen and learn in this committee, we have to know what needs to be fixed. We don't want to meddle with something that doesn't need to be fixed. So I'll just open it up at this time. Is there any other kind of guiding question, core question that you can think that we should add to that list, that as folks come in, we should make sure we ask them? Okay. So, and you're welcome if you think of something later. Of course, you're certainly welcome to let us know that, what that is. And so the next thing, we're going to give you a little sneak preview of what's ahead before we let you go. Been having a lot of meetings and speaking with folks and beginning to line things up with my aide, but we will be inviting presenters initially from some of our state corporations, such as the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, the Alaska Railroad Corporation, the Alaska Energy Authority, and For those of us who are new, there will be a lot of new information, but for those of us that aren't, those of you that aren't, because I'm new, we definitely will want updates because we want it to be relevant to you as well. Let's see the current status and needs. The Department of Commerce and Community Economic Development will be providing overviews and updates of the programs it oversees. We just had a meeting about that yesterday. And then on occasion, we'll hear from special groups who may fly in, such as AML or the travel industry. And certainly, we'll be considering legislation that is assigned to this committee. And that's pretty much what I see. So if there's anything, any specific topics or suggestions you have, things you would like to be arranged to be heard in this committee, you can offer them at this time, or as you think of them, you can let me know. So is there anything at this time that I've left off the list? Representative Herron.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Excuse me. Is myself and Kathy Munoz will put in a request for a presentation. Kathy was invited to the Aklan province in the Philippines, and as immediate past EDT chair, I was able to go, and of course my wife went with me, and so we're going to give a report on that trip, but it'll be after January 26th when we put the request in. Is on January 26th, the Phil-Am community is going to hold a legislative reception, and at that time we will share with them a DVD that shows pictures and of our trip to the Philippines, and the pictures alone will show how remarkable the trip was, and so after the 26th, we'll put a request in for a presentation.
Thank you, Representative Herron, and I look forward to that. And I just want to say, too, I'm very honored to have Representative Herron as the past EDT chair serving on this committee, and look forward to suggestions and guidance he might have for me and for this committee. So I just want to thank him for deciding to continue to be a part of this work. The next thing I want to do, hopefully you received it, a request to bring your calendars with you. We want to see what common areas that we have open, because we've learned that fisheries is hoping to have their meeting at this very same time. And when we looked at our roster, we realized that there were four people out of nine that were also on the fisheries committee. So I'm going to have Ginger kind of help. She'll write down. So if you can let us know the windows that are open for you Monday through Friday, she'll write that down, and then we'll try to figure out, and she'll be following up with other staff. So do you have that offhand, Representative Tarr, your open windows?
Madam Chairwoman, I can tell you that I'm on the HES committee and the Resources Committee. So HES is... I think today, actually. So HES is on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 3 to 5. And then Resources is 1 to 3, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So the Tuesday, Thursday, that would actually have worked well for me, but it sounds like that's not a good time. So other than those, you know, and floor sessions, and probably the time immediately before the floor sessions, I have other openings.
Okay, thank you. Representative Drummond?
I'm on the Education and Community and Regional Affairs Committee, and I believe they both meet at 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. So after 10, I'm available.
Anytime after 10.
Yes.
And Representative Herron?
I'll have Rob bring the windows over to Ginger to your office.
Very conveniently, since he's next door. So, and Representative Higgins.
I'll have Tom bring in my calendar to you, because I don't think we have the dates of the military affairs, which I'm on. And let's see, well, this is EDT. I'm the chair of HES, so we know when we're going to be meeting. And what was the other one? The committee I'm on? What? Energy. That's right, energy. I forgot energy. So once we get those times, we'll get them to you. I don't think we have them yet.
Okay. Thank you.
So, but I have, if I can be excused, that would be great. I have a meeting I have to be at.
Okay, I'll just say as you're exiting that no meeting next week because due to the floor schedule, but we are welcoming you, encouraging you to attend the Pinoir Lunch and Learn next Wednesday. We are hosting that, and it will be in the Butrovich Room, and that's the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and we're expecting the premier of the Northwest Territories to be available, as well as Representative Herron and Senator Liesl McGuire. So I encourage you to attend that. They'll be providing updates from the Arctic Caucus. And homework, I'm going to give you homework, especially for those that are new. Go on the executive branch link on the intranet and explore the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, and just let it trigger your brain a little bit as to things that you might like to see happen in our committee. So with that, thank you for being wanting to be part of making Alaska one of the best economic environments in the nation. That's a great goal, isn't it? And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.